Getting started a few minutes late this week, but what is history if not the history of lateness? History Matters with Scott Washington, hey. Town historian of Hillsboro. How are you?
Well, delighted to be here, and it sounds like so much excitement is
there
going
is
on.
So much going
it
on
is.
Right now.
This is historic, this day.
Like, we're checking in with Ron. Like, you and I are here in the studio. Like, we're right. In the mall, but we're kind of shielded from the hallway. Like, there's the hallway, and then there's our office, and then there's the studio. Right. But you can see, like, people coming into the mall, and
yes.
There's been just so much traffic and, like, tons of booths and everything, so there's
a lot
going on.
It was hard to find a parking space out here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, big
wonderful.
Time.
Wonderful, it's just great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, this and lunchtime, it's also hard to find a parking
really?
Space at the mall, and any night there's a big movie out. those particular times, yeah,
well,
it's hard to find.
Well, I thought they would just be gathering outside to watch live radio.
We did have a couple of those earlier this week. There were people just sort of peering into the window.
I love it. I think, yeah.
As if I wasn't looking right back at them the whole time.
I think that seems very, very appropriate.
So we're talking about this week in history,
yes.
And a lot
oh
has gone
gosh.
On in this week.
Well, you know, today marks the anniversary of one of the largest earthquake ever recorded on the East Coast, August 31st, 1886, at 9:50 p.m. in Charleston. And it was felt as far away here as the Carolinas. Which is kind of amazing to think about.
Yeah.
We just don't think about earthquakes on the East Coast.
It was like a 7-point earthquake
yeah,
in South
really
Carolina.
Large.
For
yes.
No reason. Yeah.
That's.
Was there ever any...
solar eclipse, earthquakes?
Yeah,
things are
right?
happening here.
Do we know why? Like... I know there's the
well,
there's
wasn't
that
fracking going on.
Well,
so
right,
I think that
yeah,
was,
there's
know,
that.
Yeah.
And I know there's that one fault line that cuts through central U.S., the one that caused the
yes.
New Madrid earthquake
that's
that
right.
we don't think about, but every so often they get a big one.
That's
but I didn't
right.
hear of any around this part of the country.
No, I didn't hear. That's well, I wasn't around at that time. But
yeah,
I,
well,
that
also would, true. Yeah.
But still, that would have been very, very disconcerting.
A little bit, yeah.
to feel. But there was one. Not too many years ago that we did feel here in the Carolinas mm-hmm. or there was some.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
we
that
were,
one?
Yeah, like yeah. A, it was just a small, like 4-point
right.
one. Yeah.
Well, when we think of these kind of historical events, sometimes they are matched to natural events that are occurring.
Yep.
And today, I mean, we heard the Masterpiece Theater theme music, but our hearts go out to the people of Great Britain mm-hmm. who are remembering Princess Diana.
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Princess Diana. Yep.
And so that's something else.
That's one of those things that, I mean, and other people will have different experiences of remembering where you
yes.
were when, but
that's
I
right.
definitely remember where I
oh,
was.
Yeah.
When I heard about that.
I'm not sure I remember where, but I remember when.
Yeah.
I remember the event
yep.
As being pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
And still, we're having that continued dialogue about what is news and
yeah.
how to cover that and how best to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are some great other things happening this week. The September 3rd has some great things. Uncle Sam, the first known use of that term in
interesting.
Print in 1813 in Troy,
yeah.
Troy, New York newspaper. Also September 3rd is the date when the American Revolution officially ends with the signing of the Treaty of Paris.
Okay.
Now, most people are going to say, well, wait a minute, Cornwallis at Yorktown.
Yeah.
Where, you know, October 1781. That's true.
Yeah.
But for the next two
but
years
the actual
until
the treaty,
right,
yeah.
You had to go back. But we had British troops on this continent. Isn't that wild to
yeah.
think about for 2 years until that was signed?
What were they doing?
I guess trying to look.
They were.
You, know,
you walk
red.
Into a McDonald's and everyone just sort of turns and stares.
That's
and like,
right.
We just want a Big Mac.
You to think about it differently, which I think is kind of neat. That date, September 3rd, is also the date in 1856 when Louis Henry Sullivan was born. He's the American architect who's credited with the creator of the skyscraper.
Interesting.
Which
all
is
right.
a kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah.
And also, September 3rd, 1585, Ralph Lane describes the Virginia colony, which includes present-day North Carolina, as one of the great promotional phrases of all times, the goodliest soil under the cope of heaven. Oh, my gosh. You could go
the
home with that one.
The goodliest soil.
Yeah. I'm
and
sure
then
people
everyone sailed over
up.
Here.
That's
oh,
right.
yeah, I have no doubt. Everyone sailed over here. It's like, we can't grow anything on this land. What are you even talking about?
Now, this date, also September 3rd, it just was kind of fun to see things happen like this. That's on a more serious note. That's when Great Britain and France declare war on Germany after the German invasion of Poland 2 days earlier, and that's in 1939.
Yep.
But let's fast forward, and there are a couple of interesting things. 1972, Mark Spitz wins his sixth Olympic medal in 1972, the record for any Olympian. He went on to win a seventh.
Yep.
And then
the old record for any Olympian.
And
then
this was just a wild one. 1967, Swedish drivers on September 3rd stopped driving on the left-hand side of the road and began driving on the right.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. Suddenly all these cars suddenly veer
that
over.
That must have been the most confusing, chaotic.
Get over, huh?
Get over.
Olin? And then there was another one that comes out of Sweden, too. In 1993, a chimp beats brokers after a month-long contest in which a Swedish newspaper pitted a chimpanzee against five stock analysts to see who could earn the most on a $1,250 investment. The chimp earned $190 as opposed to the stockbrokers, who earned $130.
If you're a stockbroker,
and they did it by throwing darts.
The chimp threw darts at a board,
exactly.
And picked stocks. Okay, so this is true, right?
This is Sweden. Yeah.
But this is actually a true thing about stocks. The fact that, like, you look at what the stock price is right now, that's what all of the experts looking at the stock, everything that they know, this is what we assume the stock price is. So no expert is going to be able to predict really with any degree of certainty, is it going to go up or down? So yes, a chimp can beat the stockbrokers. If you're a stockbroker, why would you agree to do this?
Right.
This is a lose-lose situation. If you win, then you beat a chimp.
This
if you
like
lose,
the house
then,
in poker. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, it's like taking candy from a baby. Either you do and you're a jerk, or you don't and you're just a failure.
It is. This is the kind of and then you're never going to live it
you're
down.
You're never going to live that down.
You're going to have to drive on the other side of the road, you know, the rest of your life, things like that. You know, this is a week, too, on a more serious note, when the World War II Japan signs the surrender terms aboard the battleship Missouri on September 2nd, 1945, effectively ending the
also later than we typically think it is, because
that's
we usually think of the war as ending in August
with
Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but it's
that's
the treaty that ends the war.
Well, it's mid-August when they're working out the terms, but it's really here's where the signing takes place, which is just great. And the USS Missouri is still anchored in the Honolulu Harbor overlooking the Arizona today.
Absolutely.
Which
All
is
right.
a great thing.
Speaking with Scott Washington, History Matters, what else went on?
Okay. Well, let's
see. We're sort of working backwards here.
We are working backwards, and I think that's okay, because sometimes there are some really interesting things. Let's go to the first of the week, which is the 28th. 1963, that's when one of the great speeches of all time takes place, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Yep.
And that one is still referred to, one of the great things. Now, the 28th is when Hurricane Katrina is beginning to ramp up.
Yeah.
And it looking like a Category 5 storm. Now, isn't this something? This is the week we have Hurricane Harvey creating so much devastation, and our thoughts go out to the folks down there. And then it's the 29th, and the fascinating thing about, you know, we've talked about this, that thin line between coincidence and synchronicity. Some of these odd kind of coincidences, that's when Hurricane Katrina strikes, 2005. The levees are breached, 80% of the city is flooded. It's also the birthday, this is just wild, of John Lafitte, the French pirate who worked with Andrew Jackson to defeat the British at the Battle of New Orleans.
At the Battle of New Orleans,
on the same date, which is like, well, that's one way. And also the date when Michael Jackson's born. This has nothing to do with New Orleans. No, no. But the two that do, that John Lafitte is very interesting, you know, just from a kind of good way to remember it.
Right.
When was he born, or, you know, the same day that Katrina took place. That's the date.
And Katrina hit, I mean, dude, to put Harvey into perspective, we think of Katrina and it did become a Category 5 hurricane. It hit as a Category 3.
Yes.
It had been downgraded by
the time
it actually came on shore. So the devastation that it caused was the devastation of a Category 3 hurricane. Harvey comes on shore as a Category 4.
Yeah.
So it was actually, I think, stronger when it arrived on land than Katrina was. Wow. So the devastation that we're looking at, that's why.
Well, a trillion gallons of water would
unbelievable.
Do that. That's just like totally, nobody knew they had a seaside home in Houston.
Yeah, and the just following it, like it very much with New Orleans, like Katrina could have hit anywhere and it just makes a beeline straight for New Orleans. Harvey comes onshore closer to Corpus Christi and then just turns and goes straight for Houston and just stops.
Yes.
Like, could not have been worse, which is so sad.
Oh, yeah, and that's still going on.
Yeah.
And, that's very serious.
Yeah.
Now, the 29th, on less serious note, you probably all were wondering, when was chop suey invented?
I really was wondering this.
Well, you'll be glad to know, August 29th, 1896, chop suey was invented by Chinese Ambassador Li Hung Chan's chef. He wanted to serve a meal that would appeal to both American and Chinese tastes.
And he got halfway, right? Like, I don't think any actual Chinese person has enjoyed chop suey, but Americans did for 100
years.
For a long
time.
So, yeah.
Well, that's the date also, the 29th, in 1893, when one of the great things was invented, the shoe clasp lock is patented. That's the forerunner to the modern zipper. Mm. And like we say many times, we say, well, you mean these things haven't been around forever? You mean there was a time before zippers? And you think windbreakers? What would they be doing?
Everything was like buttoning up
everything. Before there was Velcro and zippers, what were people doing? They were
wearing
things.
Wearing onesies, I assume. I have no
a lot of
frame
ponchos.
Of reference for this.
That's exactly right. It's one of those really interesting things that you kind of go, what? How? This is how history happens. So if you have an idea and you think, oh, I don't know, you never know if that's going to be something that, you know, 20 years from now, somebody will be talking about is the next History Happens
there you go.
Event.
All right, we've got time for one more. Let's do one from today, August 31st. What was the big thing from today? By the way, while you're finding the page, all of the people in Sweden who were changing lanes in 1967, were they all driving Fjords?
That's a good question.
I have
I don't know about that one.
Right.
But well,
sorry, everyone. I thought of it. I had to say
that's very good.
Yeah.
You think this is the time when Subaru needs to get out there and say, come on,
right,
and see us do that. This was also the date in 1980 when the Polish trade union led by Lech Walesa was formed, called Solidarity.
Yes.
Now, we have something like that called resistance going on here, but Solidarity was a very strong, powerful movement of conscience.
Absolutely. And won. And like that was the it was a trade union, and it ended up becoming the movement that won independence for Poland
from the Soviets. And you know what? If you like movies, and of course there's this great movie theater here at University Mall, this is the date today in 1897 when Thomas Edison received his patent for his motion picture camera.
Very nice.
And that's a good way to kind of end that good theme note.
All right, sounds good. History Matters with Scott Washington. Thank you so much. We'll check in with you again.
As always.